Chuck's eyes widened, as if the darkest, deepest secret of the universe had just been revealed to him.
Yeah, where is it coming from? What's going on, Thomas?
Thomas reached out and squeezed the younger boy's shoulder. He felt awkward.
No clue, Chuck. Not a clue. But I'm sure Newt and Albie will figure things out.
Thomas!
Min-Ho was running up to them.
Quit your leisure time with Chucky here and let's get going. We're already late.
Thomas was stunned. For some reason, he'd expected the weird sky to throw all normal plans out the window.
You're still going out there?
Chuck asked, clearly surprised as well. Thomas was glad the boy had asked the question for him.
Of course we are, Shank, Min-Ho said. Don't you have some slapping to do?
He looked from Chuck to Thomas.
If anything, gives us even more reason to get our butts out there. If the sun's really gone, won't be long before plants and animals drop dead too. I think the desperation level just went up a notch.
The last statement struck Thomas deep down. Despite all his ideas, all the things he'd pitched to Min-Ho, he wasn't eager to change how things had been done for the last 2 years. A mixture of excitement and dread swept over him when he realized what Min-Ho was saying.
You mean we're going to stay out there overnight? Explore the walls a little more closely?
Min-Ho shook his head.
No, not yet. Maybe soon, though.
He looked up toward the sky.
Man, what a way to wake up. Come on, let's go.
Thomas was quiet as he and Min-Ho got their things ready and ate a lightning-fast breakfast. His thoughts were churning too much about the gray sky and what Teresa, at least he thought it had been the girl, had told him in his mind to participate in any conversation.
What had she meant by the ending?
Thomas couldn't knock the feeling that he should tell somebody. Everybody. But he didn't know what it meant, and he didn't want them to know he had a girl's voice in his head. They'd think he'd really gone bonkers, maybe even lock him up, and for good this time. After a lot of deliberation, he decided to keep his mouth shut and went running with Min-Ho for his second day of training, below a bleak and colorless sky. They saw the Griever before they'd even made it to the door leading from Section 8 to Section 1. Min-Ho was a few feet ahead of Thomas. He'd just rounded a corner to the right when he slammed to a stop, his feet almost skidding out from under him. He jumped back and grabbed Thomas by the shirt, pushing him against the wall.
Shh, Min-Ho whispered. There's a freaking Griever up there.
Thomas widened his eyes in question, felt his heart pick up the pace, even though it had already been pumping hard and steady. Min-Ho simply nodded, then put his finger to his lips. He let go of Thomas's shirt and took a step back, then crept up to the corner around which he'd seen the Griever. Very slowly, he leaned forward to take a peek. Thomas wanted to scream at him to be careful. Min-Ho's head jerked back, and he turned to face Thomas. His voice was still a whisper.
It's just sitting up there, almost like that dead one we saw. What do we do?
Thomas asked as quietly as possible. He tried to ignore the panic flaring inside him.
Is it coming toward us? No, idiot. I just told you it was sitting there. Well?
Thomas raised his hands to his sides in frustration.
What do we do?
Standing so close to a Griever seemed like a really bad idea. Min-Ho paused a few seconds, thinking before he spoke.
We have to go that way to get to our section. Let's just watch it a while. If it comes after us, we'll run back to the glade.
He took another peek, then quickly looked over his shoulder.
Crap! It's gone! Come on!
Min-Ho didn't wait for a response, didn't see the look of horror Thomas had just felt widen his own eyes. Min-Ho took off running in the direction where he'd seen the Griever. Though his instincts told him not to, Thomas followed. He sprinted down the long corridor after Min-Ho, turned left, then right. At every turn, they slowed so the keeper could look around the corner first. Each time, he whispered back to Thomas that he'd seen the tail end of the Griever disappearing around the next turn. This went on for 10 minutes, until they came to the long hallway that ended at the cliff, where beyond lay nothing but the lifeless sky. The Griever was charging toward that sky. Min-Ho stopped so abruptly Thomas almost ran him over. Then Thomas stared in shock as up ahead, the Griever dug in with its spikes and spun forward right up to the cliff's edge, then off into the gray abyss. The creature disappeared from sight, a shadow swallowed by more shadow.